Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of his great pieces. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Emmanuel Rosen. Emmanuel is the co-author of Absolute Value. I love what he says in this book, folks. In my book, when I talk to you about, you know, and I say I don't have all the answers. You need to go read the books of people who really take these various aspects that I'm talking about in my book. There are people who are pros in this vertical area, in this particular area. This book that Emmanuel and Issachar Simonson have written is one of those books I was talking about. Absolute Value, What Really Influences Customers in the Age of Nearly Perfect Information. You recognize that concept. Emmanuel Rosen, thanks again for hanging out with me. Congratulations again on the book. I know it's available wherever books are sold. You want to give us a website?
Yeah, it's absolutevaluebook.com.
All right. So check that out. And Emmanuel, when we went to the break, you were talking about why you thought this concept of absolute value is perfect for small business. And I agree with you, and I'd like for you to tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, well, it lowers the barriers to entry. And there was actually a couple of years ago a study from Harvard that looked at the impact of Yelp on restaurants in Seattle. So the researcher that did the study had access to all the revenues of all restaurants in Seattle and all the reviews. And what he found was something interesting. He found that Yelp penetration in the city of Seattle caused higher revenues for the independent restaurant and lower revenues for the chain restaurant. Why is that? It's simply because in the past, you always knew what to expect when you went to a McDonald's or an Applebee's.
Right.
And you didn't know what to expect when you went to a small restaurant that you never heard of before. Today, you open Yelp, you see that it has 400 reviews, and you are less hesitant to try something new. This is very important. So it means that brand will mean a little less in this new age.
And when you say brand, you're talking about the promoted brand, like a bigger brand. And the reason I differentiate that is because on this show, when we talk about small business, we talk about small business owners having a brand as well. When you say brand, you mean something that's pretty much commonly known in the marketplace.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, it also applies to small businesses. That is,
right.
We are actually arguing in the book that loyalty will go down as well. When the consumer, regardless of whether you're a big business or a small business, we're talking about a different world where the consumer makes a decision every time from scratch. That is, they look at, in the past, loyalty made a lot of sense to me as a customer. So throughout the 80s and 90s, I bought a Volvo. Why did I buy a Volvo? Because every time I used my past experience as the main source of information. And I knew, okay, my last car was a Volvo. I'll buy a Volvo, too. It was a pretty good car. In 2012, when I went to buy a new car, I opened the web, looked at cars.com, edmond.com, looked at videos. And so my information was much more, as we call it, nearly perfect information. I ended up buying a different car. So loyalty will go down both to large businesses and small businesses, and brand, which means that, simply put, the name of the company will mean less.
So you think that because loyalty to big brands or loyalty to brands that I've always used, because that's going to go down, you think that's the reason why this is good news for small business?
It's good news to small business. It's good news to a large companies or relatively large companies that want to break into new markets. I interviewed for the book the chairman of Asus. Asus is a company that used to make your HPs and Dell and so on, but
right.
They would put their name on it. Well, at some point they decided to go under their brand name, and everybody told them, well, no, you need to build a brand. You need to have a brand. Well, in 2012, they were number 5 in worldwide shipments, Asus. They're really, and you see more and more these companies that seem to be coming from nowhere, including small businesses that are successful because the barrier. What you need to do is you have to have a great product and service, and people will find out about it faster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a key point is that obviously you still need marketing, but marketing is shifting in what it should be focusing on. So in the past, you had brand awareness, for example, as a key element. So
right.
The idea was that the consumer will come to the point of purchase with Sony at the top of their mind, and then they'll pick up a Sony product. Well, today, when people rely on reviews, et cetera, it doesn't work that way. So you need to shift from creating brand awareness from, you know, using things like banner ads or things like
right.
that to generating interest in a specific product. So
right.
it's no longer about the brand, it's about the product.
And in getting your community to love you, too. I think that's another important one. AbsoluteValueBook.com, right? Right, Emmanuel?
That's correct. Thank
and,
you, Jim.
And available wherever books are sold. That's the title of the book, Absolute Value. Emmanuel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Congratulations. Emmanuel Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.